Ricky, good to be here. Thank you.
What is Georgia doing in the justice reform sphere that is so innovative and effective?
I think that fundamentally we are a nation in dire need of meaningful criminal justice reform. And for a state that once had a not so good record of incarcerating, over-incarcerating, I might add, African-American men and others, but certainly African-American men, they've made great strides. I was actually shocked that that this was happening in Georgia, shocked that it was happening under, frankly, a Republican governor. But there are many around the nation now who are looking to the state of Georgia for how to engage meaningful criminal justice prison reform.
And why is this something that a Republican governor, Governor Nathan Deal, is spearheading?
Yeah, well, you're the two-time Emmy winner, so you've covered this story more than I have,
I certainly
Ricky.
Have. His son is a drug court judge,
yeah,
I should say.
And I think that's the reason. From all the stuff that I've read, I never met Governor Deal, but from all the stuff that I've read, it was his son. And it's amazing how when we come face-to-face with realities, we can politic in one way. But when we come face-to-face with the reality of a situation, it fundamentally changes who we are and changes our views about people, about humanity, about the way the world works. And so I think his son gets great credit for convincing his father this was an issue worth taking up, never mind the fact that it's not something we tend to see in the Republican category.
And this really started in the 80s as a left-leaning civil rights mm-hmm. issue. And now it's suddenly a coming from Republican and conservative camps about fiscal
sure.
responsibility. Talk about your perspective on that evolution.
Sometimes, Ricky, we do the right things for the wrong reasons. I've found across the country that Democrats care about this issue because they see it as an issue of justice, social justice. And not all, but certainly many Republicans are in favor of prison reform now because of fiscal concerns. They want to save money. I'm getting to the point that it doesn't much matter whether it's a conservative idea or a liberal idea or a technocratic ideal. We're getting there. And I'm just celebrating the fact that finally, for whatever reasons, people are starting to come to their senses about this issue.
Before this One Great Idea Tour, is this an area that you have taken an active role in some way in this reform?
It's something I've cared about primarily because of the connection to poverty. There's no way you talk about prison reform or just prison inmates and not make the link to poverty. And so I've done a lot of work on the issue of poverty, which has so many tentacles, including, you know, criminal justice. Poverty is threatening our very democracy. It's now a matter of national security, I believe. The numbers are not sustainable. In this country, there's a highway into poverty, but barely a sidewalk out. And you talk to so many of these persons in Georgia and beyond who found themselves in trouble over the years, they started out in a life of poverty, trying to do what they needed to do, what they felt they needed to do to make ends meet. And so you look at these persons who are in prison, and so many of the strikes that they have against them started so early in life. So I care about the issue primarily because it's, again, one of those many tentacles that offshoots the issue of poverty.
Tavis Smiley, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Ricky.